Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Thank you for coming back to my channel. And this video is about what Sarah Potchin said the other day. She's a Member of Parliament for Reform UK, elected just a few months ago for a seat near Liverpool, formerly a safe Labour seat that she won by just 7 votes. She was formerly a Conservative councillor. Anyway, she said that advertisements are full of black people, full of Asian people, suggesting that that's a bad thing and that it was distorting people's view of the ethnic composition of British society. Now, she represents Runcorn and Helsby, which is a very white constituency, which is over 90% white. The United Kingdom is roughly 80% white. A lot of whites are ethnic minority whites, like Lithuanian people, Romanian people, Polish, Italian, Spanish, or whatever. Some of whom are British citizens, some of whom are not, or whatever. So those who are actually white British might be 6% of the population. But it depends how you define that, because you know, almost everyone in the United Kingdom has got some foreign ancestry if you go back far enough, like, you know, Danish in the 9th century AD or something, or might be Flemish in the 12th century or whatever, or French Huguenot in the 17th century. So that's what Sarah Potchin said. But those are visible minorities she's talking about, not the invisible ones, which I mentioned more recently. So Wes Streeting, he's the health secretary, of course, a Labour MP. He said it was a racialist and so forth. Now, is what she said factual? I haven't noticed this trend myself. She didn't cite any datum. If people in the United Kingdom are 20% non-white, is it significantly higher than that in advertisements? Perhaps there's been some statistical study that there are 30% or 40% of people appearing in these adverts are non-white. I don't know. It might be fewer than 20%. So it's not a trend I've observed. So perhaps misleadingly should say this. But wait a second. Even if she's correct, is that problematic? Should we care if the 20% of people are non-white appear to be 30% to 40% in advertisements? I don't think we should, actually. I mean, it was massively disproportionate. Like, there were 90%. Maybe that'd be something to worry about because people would be misled or something. I mean, why would someone's color ethnicity matter? It's not a bad thing, nor is it a good thing. It's just indifferent. If they were hugely underrepresented, and I don't really like that word because they're not there to represent ethnicity. They're there to promote the product. And they were actually 20% of the population, but show up as only 5%. That might be seriously below. Another thing is you've got to think about age cohort. Let's say those who are born today in the United Kingdom are not 20% non-white. It's more like 40%, right? Whereas those who say born in the 1930s, they're like 99% white and so forth. So that elderly, overwhelmingly white generation is dying off, and a new, much more ethnically diverse generation is being born, partly because there are more people in their 20s and 30s having babies who are non-white. Moreover, the non-white ethnic groups tend to have a higher fertility rate. But are people who immigrate to the United Kingdom from overseas, from, you know, Pakistan or Trinidad or Nigeria, Malaysia, wherever it may be, they tend to have a higher fertility rate. But the next generation, those who are British born, even if they're ethnic minority ancestry, their fertility rate tends to come down closer to that of white Britons. Now, for certain Muslim groups like Pakistanis and Bangladeshis, that's largely not the case, and so on. So the Secretary of State for Justice and Lord Chancellor, he's got that massive title, and indeed his Deputy Prime Minister, David Lammy, who's a black Briton himself, said it was racialist and that Nigel Farage ought to dismiss her from his party, saying it was revolting. Well, I thought it was distasteful. It was clumsily phrased. I don't see it as a cause for concern and so on. You know, she said, well, and some people have taken her side. The Liberal Democrats said it's racist and so on. The other thing is, if you're advertising a product aimed at people born, say, since the millennium, then that would then there are a lot more ethnic minority people there. So the Channel 4 study, which said that features of black people after the Black Lives Matter movement launched in 2020, went from 37% to 51%, although the black community in the UK is only 5% of the population. Now, I don't know how accurate that is. If you're advertising a product to elderly people, that's an overwhelmingly white cohort. So perhaps be reflective of that. Is it the product? Are you particularly aiming at certain ethnic groups? I don't know. How would the shopping habits of different ethnic groups vary? I don't know. It might be to do with hair care products or something like that. But, you know, Zia Yusuf, I believe he's ethnically Bangladeshi, British citizen. born in the United Kingdom, and he applauded that what Miss Potchin had to say. Well, goodness, I mean, I don't agree with what Sarah Potchin had to say. I think that Labour, the Liberal Democrats, have tried to exploit it and over-egging it, really. So, wow. I don't see why it's a problem and so forth, and that some people are annoyed about this. Goodness. So are we? I think we're over-concerned about ethnicity, really. Isn't ethnicity just skin deep? And it's personality that matters, that good and bad is individual and not racial, because I've always believed in dreamville as individuals. I've got libertarian leanings. We can't try and fit people in the same mold. And I know that there's a, what is it? People are cognitive misers. They try and take these shortcuts. Heuristics tells us this, and they like to categorize. And one of the easiest ways to categorize anything is colors, like psychological experiment. If you're to give people manipulatives, little ones, there's be small, medium, big ones, some round, some square, some triangular, and some blue, some yellow, some red, some made from metal, some from rubber, some from wood, some with the letter A, some with the letter B, some with the letter C, some with the number one, some with the number two, and some with the number three. And you tell the volunteers, sort them into three categories. But on what basis? Any basis, but on what basis are they going to say all the A's together, all the B's together, all the C's, or all the small ones, the medium ones, and the big ones, or all the metal, all the wood, and then all the whatever it was, the other material, I can't remember. Was it rubber, something like that? Or is it all the yellows, all the reds, and all the blues? Overwhelmingly, people choose color because it's instantly visible. And if you're describing something about a car, a house, a piece of paper, a T-shirt, almost straight away, people mention the color. And then people wrongly think this correlates with traits: good, evil, smart, stupid, honest, dishonest, friend or foe, you know, talented at this, useless at that. And it's preposterous. And so dim-witted people do that. And of course, what's more difficult and less satisfying is to say, we don't know. And wise people have to accept we don't know and can cope with ambiguity and so forth and not categorize and get to know someone rather than perceive someone as part of a faceless mass. And what really matters is personality traits. These different types are found amongst all ethnic groups and all religious groups. There could be Buddhists are very extrovert, and there could be, goodness, you know, Shintoists are very introverted or whatever. Or they'll be very dishonest people of this ethnic group and very honest people in that same ethnic group as well. And in all ethnic groups, you'll people have people who are very musical, people who are tone deaf and so on. I know culture does vary from the group, and obviously cultures aren't hermetically sealed. They both receive and transmit memes and so on. So Sarah Potchin's remarks struck me as mean-spirited, petty-minded, pointless, and actually seemed to set her party back, although that might appeal to some people. I know leftists will say that it's a dog whistle. What do you think? Well, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon and then a PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. And by the way, I oppose the Reform United Kingdom Party. Night, night.